Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is enemies.
And like, I just realized that last week we did friends and now we're doing enemies.
The two sides of the coin.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
We did queer friends and now we're doing queer enemies.
Very LGBTQ plus.
Yeah, topic. I think having an enemy is very queer.
Yeah, because I think a lot of like...
people hate us for being queer. So
I also feel like it's a very like queer thing to describe someone you don't like as an enemy.
Because it's dramatic.
It's dramatic.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I don't really like them. That's my enemy. Yeah.
I like how also we were both like, when this, I forget who brought up this topic idea, but we were both like, oh yeah, we got things to say.
Yep. And I got more to say this week.
I'm so excited. Okay, well, we're going to get into it. But if you just clicked on this, whether you're listening on Apple or Spotify, where do people fucking listen? I literally...
If you're listening on a banana,
if you're listening wherever the hell you're listening, thank you so much. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. And wherever it is that you're consuming this content, follow, subscribe, thumbs up, rate us five stars. Oh my god, I put up four when I said five. If you're watching on YouTube,
that's cursed energy.
That is so,
oh my god.
That is so cursed.
Wow.
I was like, Five stars.
5 stars, baby.
So, yeah. No, we definitely need 5 stars and 5 stars only. And it really does help us out. So we really appreciate you when you do it. And we read all the reviews. Thank you so, so much. And something about the whole YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a patron, you get the video on Monday. If you're not, you get it Friday. So.
That was cleaner than last time.
Does that seem like something you might want to become a patron for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't know about you, but I like to consume my YouTube media
as
Monday
fast
through Wednesday.
As possible. Right.
Once it's Thursday.
Gone. I don't have eyes on the weekend.
Me neither. So, link in bio at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram, merch for the holiday season, gifts for yourself and others, as well as Patreon, where you can get videos early and bonus episodes.
Stunning.
Okay.
Speaking of Patreon,
thank you to all of our patrons, but a huge shout out to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to go first or should I?
We got
a tea to spill.
Yeah. We do. Well, I don't know. What's your plan? Remix.
Well, last week I kind of ruined my life by embarrassing myself by exposing my own DMs.
Okay.
Right?
So do you want me to go first?
So, yeah, I think that maybe we need a little bit of a buffer before I embarrass myself once again.
So I'm going to tell you about my current two enemies.
Two. Okay.
One kind of a joke.
Okay.
The other one very serious.
We love an enemy gag.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one, the enemy that I had in mind when we were talking about doing an enemies episode is, I hate to say it, the crossing guard at the school near my house.
Okay. And this is the serious one, probably.
This is the joke, but it's still serious.
It's
not a laughing matter. That's for sure. No. Get that smile right off your face.
No comedy to be had
so
here.
I have been working in the same office for almost 6 years now.
Okay.
Taking, besides the global panorama in between when I wasn't driving and didn't have a car or legs, I drive to work the same route every day.
So you deserve to hit those kids. You
paid
your dues.
It's the only joy I get in the morning. It's better than a cup of coffee. So nothing's more exhilarating than vehicular manslaughter. No, so I take the same way into work every morning.
Okay.
And it's fine. It's great. There's two school zones. We love a 30 kilometers an hour, not miles per hour. I'm like, that's full speed still. We love a 30. I love a school zone. Drive safely. All that. Mm-hmm. Cute, fun. This year, however, at the start of the school year, they have a new crossing guard. And I would assume that the crossing guard is a parent, because that's usually how it works. Mm-hmm. And for the first, like, 5 years I drove to work, there were two or three crossing guards. Great, efficient at their jobs, stunning. This woman, probably the sweetest one yet, is my enemy.
Okay.
Because she is so lenient on people crossing the road that it's basically just a green light for them.
She cares too much about the people.
She cares too much about the kids.
Yeah.
Which is clearly an issue. Which is like, fine, sure. Kids are great for some people. Not me. But so she literally just stands in the middle of the road and like ushers kids.
Free for all.
And there will be a kid, I am not exaggerating, at the end of the next block. And she'll just stand there waving towards them.
You've just got to gun it.
So the other week, the traffic was backed up three blocks.
No.
It has never been backed up more than a single block this entire time.
You know what? I empathize with this person because I feel like she's fresh on the job. She wants to do a good
job. She's got to be a grizzled kind of cop soon.
And yeah, and she doesn't want to kill a kid like in the first 3 months.
Yeah, that's like a probationary period. You know, like 4 or 5 months in, it's like one or two a month. Then it's like bound to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and the worst part is that she's definitely the sweetest one. She literally like waves at you as you drive through. And every morning I'm like,
you're miserable. You
miserable. Hate her. Like I've been looking at alternate ways to get past there now because it takes so, I'm not exaggerating. It took me 20 minutes longer one morning than it has ever taken me just from this child crosswalk.
Have you gone for the Karen email to the president of the school? I
genuinely thought about it.
Like, hey, love her enthusiasm.
Love Bev. You know, serving looks.
Every Karen email starts with a few great things, compliments, right? Compliments. Yeah. And then you've got to go to the
gorgeous woman, great energy, horrible at her job. And imagine getting fired from a volunteer cross guard because of an email sent by one bitter white gay. But I do actually like her. And in all fairness, I do actually wave back to her every time because I can't find it in my heart to like actually hate her because she's so sweet. But I'm just waiting for like month four when she is like a grizzled cop and she's like putting cigarettes out on her arm and like she's not even walking in the street. She's just yelling, go! She's signaling at both cars and children to go at the same time.
Frogger.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my current enemy. That one's kind of a joke. I actually do love and respect her, but
You hate her at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of a joke though. But it kind of like makes me laugh. Like when it's backed up like a block, I'm like, she's killing it this morning. Like, wow.
She's really good.
I was like, wow, she is efficiency right now.
Yeah. Wow. Good for her.
And my second enemy, this one's a serious one. So I don't know how to like describe this. And this is going to be a decently long story. I don't know how to describe this in a way that's not incredibly boring, but I'll try to get to it.
Okay.
Anyways. So I last night was playing a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And in this video game, I was the killer and there are like four people trying to survive. And I downed, I know.
I swear I'm to God, to make if it your in, like, enemy is a video game person.
Oh, just you wait, bitch. Oh, there's layers.
Okay.
So I downed somebody. Like,
I don't know what that means. I'm picturing you going down on somebody.
Yeah, I went down on them. Okay. And they didn't like it. And now they're mad.
Okay. Now they're pissed. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I like knocked someone down and you like put them on hooks. This is really gross. Anyways, you like put them on hooks. So they have like three lives. So I took away their first life. Moving on.
Is this Dead by Daylight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then literally like 2 minutes had gone on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already downed somebody else, and I was walking back, and I saw the person that I had just downed, who was now full.
Sorry, I can't.
I know. Just wait.
The downed is getting me.
The downed. So I saw the person that I had downed earlier, who is now full health again, and I couldn't see anybody else. So I was like, I'm going to go for you. So I go for them, and they disconnect. And the best part is I downed them again before they disconnected, and I wasn't even going to, like, hook them again, because I was like, oh, I just downed you, like, I'll let you play. That's literally what I'm like in video games. I'm like, oh, that's kind of annoying.
Okay.
Before I cannot hook them, they disconnect, which I'm like, okay, whatever. Uh-huh. Like, you're very sensitive. You have three lives. This is one. Uh-huh. So I'm still playing. There's three people left. And then I get a message, because if you're on the same console, you can message somebody.
Okay.
So I get a message, kill yourself.
What?
And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I was like, one, kill yourself. Honestly, I was like, work.
Okay.
So I keep going, literally 2 seconds later, kill yourself. I'm what? Like, this is getting a little bit much. 3 seconds later.
No.
Kill yourself. The third kill yourself is also, I'm going to talk about, this is a trigger warning, so I'm going to talk about suicide because I feel like it actually has relevance to this. Third, kill yourself. I'm okay. Like, okay, that's like a little much.
Okay.
Probably 25 more come in.
I'm just realizing I'm going to have to bleep all of this because I think on YouTube you have to say unalive.
Oh.
So from now on, unalive.
So they said unalive yourself, yeah. Unalive yourself, unalive yourself. After the third unalive yourself, yeah. I was like, this is a little much. No exaggeration, probably 25 more come in.
What?
Yep. So I'm like,
this is back to back to back to back.
This is back to back. I'm not saying anything. I can just see at the top of my screen messages coming in.
What?
So I'm like, okay, that seems like a little much. Okay. And I'm still actively trying to play this video game. Like, I'm like trying to like hunt people down. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I just stop playing the game, like still in the session. And I respond and I was like, do you really want to do this right now? Like, because we can do this. Like, I'm like, we can tango. What? So then they start a voice chat with me.
What?
And
no, this is so scary.
No, so you can accept like a voice chat or not accept it. So they didn't like force me, but I see that they started a voice chat and they're like, join the voice chat. And I'm like, no, I message them back. I'm like, I'm not going to join a voice chat with you, you psycho. And they keep messaging me. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm like, usually you can say anything to me on a video game. Mm-hmm. You could be like, you're fat. And I'd be like, I guess, like, you know, like there's a lot of things. Like, I have messaged people that are really annoying in video games,
right.
The same video game. And I think the like most hateful thing I've said to somebody is, I hope you step on a Lego. Like, cause that's right, like the kind of vibe that I'm like, I don't like you, but I'm not actually going to say something terrible to you. Cause you're a stranger on the internet.
Yeah.
So you could say a lot of things to me, but like saying unalive yourself is like really next level to me. And it really just like struck a nerve with me. So I was like, I'm going to join this voice chat. So I join it and I'm like, already thinking, like, I wonder what kind of person I'm going to get on the other end of this. We go in, and I started off by saying, can I fucking help you? And they start talking, and it's another gay.
What?
And I can tell by their voice and, like, demeanor that they're definitely white, that they're probably, like, 25,
okay.
24, 25, and a gay.
Okay.
And they start,
oh my God,
like,
scaring me.
They start, like, screaming at me about this video game and about how, like, I downed them again and all this stuff. And I was like, do you know how disgusting it is to tell someone to unalive themselves? Like, I was like, do you understand that? And they're like, well, you're so sensitive, like freaking out over me saying, I was like, first of all, you spammed it to me 20, probably 25, 30 times.
Yeah.
I was like, also, you disconnected from a video game. How am I the sensitive one? Like,
yeah,
it's ironic.
On. Also, is this, just to clarify, because I do not play video games.
Yeah.
Isn't that the point of the game?
Literally, yes.
Like, they're just losing at the game, and they're
literally, yes. The second time, they also didn't even try to run. They just stood there. So I was like, okay. So I started saying to them, I'm like, I hope you know. And they're, like, trying to make, like, oh, you're so weak, blah, 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 like, blah, blah. And I'm like, I hope you know. Like, I'm not trying to be funny right now. Like, I'm like, it is so disgusting to tell someone to unalive themselves. And I'm, like, trying to be pretty rational. I'm, like, very heated and kind of yelling at them. But I'm like, I don't think you understand like the consequences of saying that to somebody, yeah. especially spamming it to somebody. And I was like, if you were to say that to somebody that was in like a mindset mm-hmm. that they're not in a good place right now, like, I'm like, that could have serious consequences. 100%. And I'm like, that is on your conscience. And they're still trying to like make this whole like, oh, you're so sensitive. I can't believe you would jump on this voice chat with me. And what? I was like, what? And then they were like, and I can see, cause if you die, you can spectate. And they're like, and I can see that you're not even playing right now and you've time to talk to me. And I was like, I have nothing but time for you.
Yeah.
Like I was like I do not, I don't care about what is happening. Yeah. Like I was like, if you tell me to unalive myself, I've got eons of time.
Yeah.
So it keeps going on and he keeps trying to deflect it. And I'm like, no, it's actually so disgusting. Mm-hmm. And it's getting to the point that I can tell that like he doesn't have any outs.
Right.
Because I'm like, you're so in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like talking to, and I literally just keep being like, it's 2021. You can say anything to people basically on a video game. That's your prerogative. But like, that is so, I mean, obviously like racism, homophobia, all yeah. those things, disgusting, but like unalive yourself also up there in that mm-hmm. disgusting nature.
Yeah.
So we're like battling and I'm fucking like fuming at this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you need to do some reflecting on yourself
yeah.
that you got so stressed in a video game that you are telling a stranger on the internet to
spamming them
to unalive themselves. And then I said, I was like, and also from another person who's queer.
Yeah.
You would think that you have a better idea of emotions and yeah. things like that. And I was like, you really need to go to therapy.
Wow, you have guts to be sane.
I was like,
to get on this call. Like, I feel like I would have been so freaked out. I would have just cut off.
The thing is, and like, this is what is like not great, but like, I have had experiences mm-hmm. in my life that I've like had people that took their own lives. And yeah. like, I've had like unalive thoughts as well. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know that I'm in such a better place now.
Yeah.
But I just think that if I was maybe in the place that I was before and I got spammed unalive yourself, like, that could have really fucked me
yeah.
up. So I was like, I'm not letting this immature idiot
yeah.
who's so disgusting and clearly like going through things. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting this person just like continue along thinking that they've done nothing wrong.
Totally.
Because like, I was like, obviously a voice chat is a scare tactic.
Oh.
What sane person is like, no. I'm going to jump on this voice chat with this stranger.
No.
So I'm sure they've had that in the past that they say like, jump on the voice chat and nobody does. And then they like think they won.
They think they won.
And yeah. they can just get away with their behavior. So I say, go to therapy. And he says, I do go to therapy. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sure your therapist would love to hear about the fact that you're telling internet strangers to unalive themselves.
Yeah. I think maybe you're chatting about the wrong things
I was therapy. Like, yeah, maybe you got a few more. I was like, this week's going to be a long session, my love.
My gosh.
So it basically ends like that. And he's like at the point that I can tell. He's not like backtracking. He's like, oh, this is the kicker. So I was like, I just literally was like, I hope you do some reflecting. Mm-hmm. You're disgusting. Like, don't say that shit to people. Like, how can you have that on your conscience if yep. somebody did something? And then he has the audacity to say, I just can't believe you brought your gross little voice onto voice chat.
The internalized homophobia.
So I say, I love my voice. And thousands of other people also like my voice.
I love that.
And they will be hearing all about you. And he obviously has no idea, like, yeah. not like I think that I'm like famous
no,
at all.
No, but I love but,
like,
that.
And he's like, okay, okay. And I was like, you have no idea.
Yeah, you're you like, have- no, you best believe yeah. they will.
I was like, you best believe enemies, I'm putting your gamer tag after it.
Oh my God, the tea. You should just send the link to the gamer tag.
Literally. So there's a full explanation past this. So it basically ends, he's like trying to make a joke about it. And I was like, first of all, internalized homophobia, because I know now what my voice sounds yeah. like after listening to it for so long. Mm. We had the same voice. We sounded the same.
Yeah.
Couldn't, if we both picked up two phones to the same person, they'd same. Be like, hello, same person picked up the phone. So I was like, there's internalized homophobia. There's all these issues. So then I ended it by saying, stay away from me. I think I said putrid. I got the thesaurus out.
Got it. Yeah.
So that ends. This I reported them.
Good.
And you can like send like a full like
detailed thing.
I report them. Blah blah blah. This morning I wake mm-hmm. up. I have been banned from PlayStation. for a week because of hate speech. So I guess he also reported me for apparently it's a temporary ban. And I'm just like, whatever, this week is busy. I don't have time to play in these 24 hours anyways.
What?
So I guess he reported me and said that I like harassed him on voice chat or something because they obviously like they just send it in. I don't think there's a real person listening to it. So yeah, I'm banned. And the best part is like, I have no remorse. I don't give a fuck if I don't play video games for like a day or a few days. That
but it's wild. Like it just goes to show in that conversation that he learned nothing.
Nothing. Oh no. He left that thinking that I was a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's my real enemy right now. Isn't that disgusting?
It's so disgusting that it actually makes my like stomach turn.
Oh, I was so fired up that I went to bed at like 1 a.m. because my body was like shaking because I was like, there are people that think this is so okay.
Yeah.
And there are people that think that just because they don't have like a face attached to it, they can literally tell internet strangers over a video game too. Oh. Like that's the gag of it all. You're saying this over something so trivial. What are you saying to somebody that actually like hurt you in your life?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and honestly, in a weird way, I think that people like that, maybe I'm wrong, but in a lot of cases, they're probably not saying anything that's actually productive to people in their life.
Right.
Because their outlet is strangers because they forget that those are real people.
Yeah.
And they think that it's meaningless. Like I get that a lot with being on social media. I will see these like really awful comments come in or DMs. And there's been a couple times where I'll like DM something back because I can tell it's not like a spam account. It's like just a person. And the second I DM back and be like, whoa, like, what's this all about? Like, this really hurts my feelings. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And it's like, a lot of times, I didn't think you were going to see it. It's like, so you were just like, you have this burning hatred in you that you just like need a punching bag.
You need like an outlet that's a real human.
Like, I don't get it. Like, so they're clearly just lacking ability to process emotions and work through things in a productive, healthy way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think with the gaming community, there's like a lot of toxicity there.
Totally.
And because it's just like easy access to strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's scary because that same person, like he didn't know how old you were.
Yeah.
He didn't know what state you were in. He didn't know, you know,
12.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like, and it's not to say that one's worse than the other.
No,
like,
no.
No one should be told that, but it's also like,
but also if I was getting myself into that situation because I have the tools and coping mechanisms because I've gone through things like this before. And I'm like, bitch, I've had these thoughts. I don't need you to tell me that.
Yeah.
So yeah, he definitely like chose the wrong bitch on the right day. That's for sure. Like I honestly came in full blast and I don't think he had any idea what was coming.
No, no clue.
Nothing.
Because he probably just constantly calls people's bluff, right?
Yeah, exactly. What, like I said, what sane person jumps on a voice chat with a random over a video game?
And this can be like someone anywhere in the world, basically, right?
Yeah.
So well, crazy. It's
like because of the like how they do servers, it's probably somebody in North America,
right?
And you like I could tell
their accent and everything.
Yeah, like probably Canada or the US. But like I said, like I think that. Like, first of all, I think that me getting banned, like, I literally don't care. I'm like, I would do that if I had to fight somebody on the internet for saying unalive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not like I'm fighting people on the internet ever.
No.
People have said awful shit to me on PlayStation all the time.
Yeah.
Video games since I was kids. Mm-hmm. Like, gaming culture is so toxic in a lot of ways. There's great, I've, like, met great people in gaming culture, but there's so much gross toxicity. And people have said awful things to me. Homophobic things. Mm-hmm. All these different things. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But that one really, I was like, I'm not having you get somebody to unalive themselves because you're some also, gross rat.
I think the one thing before we go on to the next, the one thing that really tips it over, and I don't know why this makes such a difference to me mentally, because once is enough, once is bad enough.
Yeah.
But the spammy nature of it, it's like harassment.
Every second.
And like that shit freaks me out. Yeah. Like you're not just like, again, you shouldn't say it ever, but you're not like in the heat of a moment, you say it and you're just like, oh, hopefully they don't see that. You're literally like, I'm going to harass this person with
That's what I'm saying though. Like that's, I know this is so bad, but you get horrible messages online and on games so often that when the first one came in, I was like, oh, maybe they're having a bad day. This clearly hit them too hard.
Right.
The second one came in, I was like, this is getting a little much. No exaggeration. By the third one, I was already like, this is not okay. And then, yeah, I would say probably 25 to 30 more came in.
Oh my God. Hey, Gabers, let's take a quick break to say a huge thank you to today's sponsor, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you know that I am absolutely obsessed with HelloFresh. I've been using the service for years and have gotten all my friends and family on the HelloFresh train. I am so excited to have them as a sponsor because I love HelloFresh so much. Every single meal I've made using their meal kits has been delicious, and I love how much time it saves me not going to the grocery store. It also saves me a whole lot of money because I only receive the exact amount of ingredients I need to make the meals, which is perfect because most of the time I'm just cooking for my girlfriend and I. Even at full price, it's over 30% cheaper than grocery stores, and with this holiday deal, it's time to try for even less. The holiday season can be hectic, so I think it's the perfect time to treat yourself with the gift of convenience with meals and market items like breakfast add-ons and seasonal snacks delivered right to your door. They have over 50 meals and market items to choose from, including vegetarian and calorie-wise options. Go to HelloFresh.com/explain14 and use code explain14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/explain14 and use code explain14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Thank you to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
So that's my real enemy.
Oh my gosh.
And I have no regrets.
No, you shouldn't.
And I was not, like, I was aggressive for sure.
Yeah.
But I was not saying anything problematic. I wasn't saying, he also called me an F word. And then I was like, you are too, babe. And he was like, no, I'm not. And then I was like, okay. And then he was like, just kidding, I am. And I was like, what is happening right now?
Okay, there's like a lot. This person there's needs a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Okay, but easy transition here too.
Wondering how this transition is going to play out. Enemies
that are a little lighter here. Okay.
Okay. Back to the crossing guard. Back to the crossing guard.
I also have a crossing guard that I hate. My hoodie strings. Does that bother you to have them hanging?
It does.
Why? I've always found that weird when people tie them. I think it's cooler to have them tied. Like, I think that's like more styling, right? I just aged myself with that. More styling.
That's more styling, right?
I always just, is it embarrassing that I just like leave them hanging?
No, I just like, if they're low, I'll just like play with them. Do my strings hang low? Do they?
Right.
That kind of thing, you know? I'll sing that the whole
time. Well, it looks nice tied up like that.
Thanks.
You really like pulled yourself together for that.
I was a mess
here.
Before.
Yeah, it's like it's a new person.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you and your strings. Okay. So you're talking about gaming, right? And you were saying again how you've met so many amazing people in the gaming
and
world.
Some not so amazing people.
Yes. But this brings me to my first enemy point.
Okay.
Do your LA lesbian friends know that they have a mortal enemy with me?
I did send the TikTok of you. I did send the clip.
So they're aware.
The word is they're probably formulating a plan to take you out.
Okay.
As you are they.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Cause like, I was like, well, I kind of blew my cover. Right. So I can't do as much of a sneak attack.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Now it's all out there.
Well,
it's all out there for, they know.
The war is coming. I hope they're prepared.
Well, now they have all this time to prepare. It's the unfortunate part.
Right.
Because we might eventually hang out and it's like then all my cards are on the table.
Yeah.
So I have to like reconfigure my plan, I think.
That's for you to figure out.
It was me.
And me to enjoy watching.
It was me who got you banned on PlayStation.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm like, I've got to go to the source.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. I was just curious about that. Just a quick follow-up from the Friends episode. I was curious
I think they're aware.
They know.
I don't think there's a lot of subtlety coming from your end. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
at least I know I'm a straight shooter, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing straight about you.
All right, so now we got to get to my serious shit.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people I don't like. Those aren't my enemies.
No, I know. Yeah.
Enemies are very different for me than don't like.
Yes.
Because enemies, there's a piece of it that I know is irrational. Mm-hmm. I've just decided that they're my enemy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of people in the world that I don't like. Plenty of people who don't like me. It's just part of life.
Absolutely.
Right? But I've got enemies.
Yeah.
And that's a different level.
I don't like Ellen DeGeneres, but she's not my enemy.
She's not yet.
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 Until we have her on the podcast and confront her.
Okay.
That's actually not true, Ellen.
I love that clip.
It's the best
clip
ever.
One of my favorite things I've ever seen, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of having people on the podcast, okay. This is a good segue. Okay. Speaking of having people on the podcast. If you're a listener for a long time, you know that when we first started, this has always been a chaotic experience.
Absolutely.
We didn't really know what we were getting into. I personally had never even listened to a podcast before when we started. We
still record on GarageBand.
Still recording on GarageBand, 100%. Yeah. We don't like, what I'm trying to say is it's not like
good.
It's not good. This podcast sucks. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get at.
If you're listening, you know.
You.
But you're not, that's not why you're listening to it.
No, you're not listening because it's a good podcast. Yeah. You're listening because you're bored.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
So bored. And it's like, you know, sometimes you need something like really mind numbing in the background just to like kind of get you through your day.
Yeah.
That you don't care about at all because it's so awful.
Yeah.
Just like on volume two, kind of just like some white noise.
Yeah.
That's what I picture people when they listen to us. I picture it like
that
in the background.
That could be an alternate name for this as well.
White noise. Okay. What I'm getting at is this is not a well-structured podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The opposite of. And at the very beginning, when we started, we were like kind of working against that non-structure, thinking we should probably have a bit more structure since other podcasts did.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've been here from the beginning, we had a few segments.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. KSMR.
KSMR. Oh, these mics are probably good for it too.
Oh God! Don't. What is it with TikTok these days showing the weirdest ASMR?
Probably because you just watch like squid massacres, so they're like, this bitch into some weird shit.
They're like, she'll like this. So yeah, we used to have some segments. We also tried out some guests because we find people really interesting. And honestly, we loved the idea of having some guests on. And also, if you listen to podcasts, you know that the number one way that podcasts grow is by having guests.
Yes.
Because it's not like other platforms. Now it'll hopefully help us being on YouTube and stuff like that because people can find us in search results. But podcasts, like people very rarely go and would just scroll thousands of podcasts to find a new one. It's word of mouth and it's guests.
Yeah.
So a reason that a lot of podcasts are structured that way is because every week they have a new guest that promotes it to their separate community. And that brings new followers that will hopefully hang around and listen every week.
Yeah. And I do think some of it was growth and a lot of it was also that we have a podcast focused on being queer and we were like, it would be nice to tell other queer stories.
100%.
But then we realized that it's like, there's
that we suck.
Yeah. That we suck. And that like, we're not super social people.
Yeah.
We were uncomfortable. We
stressed us the fuck
out. Yeah. It was so stressful.
Well, cause also let's be real at this point, like we've finally invested in new mics where we can actually sit like this far away from each other and that we can actually sit in like an open space. But before this, we recorded in a fucking closet.
Yeah.
We're going to invite guests into our closet. So the first few guests that we had to like book a sound booth.
Oh my God. The sound was
so awful.
Invite
them
too.
To come. And then the sound was awful because we didn't know how to use it and it was different mics. And then we get all stressed out and it wasn't working. And this wasn't working. And then the guests in some cases would be like late and we'd only booked it for an hour. Like it was just too much. It was chaotic. Okay.
Yeah.
So we just couldn't do it. We're like, you know what? We like talking with each other. It's working. People seem to like it. Let's just not do any guests. Cool.
We also got strong feedback that nobody wanted to listen to guests. Guest episodes. And we were like, okay.
Yeah. People were like, I honestly just like when it's you two. And no hate to any guests. It's just that honestly, people, again, are not listening to this podcast for structure.
Yeah.
They're listening to like the feedback we've gotten is like they're just hanging out with two friends that are just chatting about bullshit, right? Okay. So throughout the time that since we haven't done guests, which is literally about over 100 episodes ago, we've had people reach out and be like, hey, if you're ever looking for a guest, okay. Which personally, I don't think I would do. That's just me. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But
you wouldn't reach out to someone?
No, here's the thing. And I think this comes with being on social media. And for a while. And also not ever wanting people to feel like used.
Right.
I learned this honestly in like business school too, that you should always lead with providing someone else value. You should never ask for value for yourself.
Right.
So anytime that I want to collaborate with someone or that I've collaborated with someone, that it's me starting the interaction, it's, hey, I'd love to have you on my channel.
Right.
Hey, I'd love to support you by bringing you on our podcast or a live stream or whatever it may be. I would never personally reach out and not deliver the option of a collaboration. Just like, hey, I'd like to come on yours.
Right.
That wouldn't ever, like, that's just something that would not be comfortable for me. Because to me, I go, what's the value for them?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just have never had these thoughts because I would never even think to pitch myself for anything. So.
Right. And I get it quite often too with people reaching out for YouTube and being like, hey, I want to come on your channel.
Right.
And I'm like,
who are you?
My first question is like, okay, well, but why? And this is going to sound shady as fuck. And well, fair. I mean, we're already in it. But I mean, if you reach out to me and you've got a fucking million followers and you're like, hey, I want to come on your channel. It's like your value is your followers.
Right.
I'm not saying followers are value for everyone. It's just saying that in itself has internet value.
Right. You don't have to explain it.
Yeah. You don't have to explain it. If you're fucking signing my DMs.
Like Ellen DeGeneres, our enemy, is soon to be enemy, not yet.
Came into
our
DMs.
Can I be on the podcast? I'd be like,
we'll make room.
I'll have to talk to Brie.
But like,
it's not looking good, Ellen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't have the followers or you're not inviting me on one of your things, then what value is it that you're bringing?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair way to go at any collaboration, whether it's a small business, whether it's an internet thing, whatever it may be. Like, what value are you bringing to this exchange of effort?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've had a lot of people reach out to us over the years, and most of the time we'll just respond and be like, hey, we just don't have guests. It's not that we don't want to have you on.
Yeah.
We just don't have guests. And most people are like, no problem. Cool. Whatever. Here's my thing. We've had a couple recently that have reached out. We've explained that, and then they just never talk to us again. Yeah, and here's another
kind of
layer.
In a way.
Here's another layer to it. You obviously have never even listened to the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Because you'd know we don't have guests.
Yeah.
You'd know that.
Yeah.
And then, so here's my thing. My enemy umbrella right now, and this is a small moment of a bigger picture, is that I hate feeling used by people.
Yeah.
And I feel like and I'm going to toot my own horn here, I utilize my platform with a ton of free promotion for tons of folks.
Right.
I share a lot of people's stuff. I share events. If you follow me and you live in Vancouver, you know I'm literally weekly
promoting
events that are going on in Vancouver. I get paid for none of that.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I get paid. I do it because I remember at one point being in the closet and not knowing where to go or not having queer friends. Even when I was out, I was like, where the fuck does shit happen? So I like to help people find spaces. I also want those spaces to do well. I want those events to do well. Yes. I want those performers to do well.
And supporting the community.
It's supporting the community.
A thousand different ways.
So the thing is like, I'm not saying that I need some sort of exchange in order to do that, because I do that for free all the time for no exchange.
Yeah.
I just hate when it feels expected. Like when it's like, hey, you have a following, so you should be promoting me.
Right.
And I feel like I get that quite a bit. And 100 times out of 100, the people that are asking that have also never shared my content or helped me in any way.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't understand. I don't get it. Let me say this. If someone slid into my DMs and was like, hey, I just started on TikTok. Okay. I want to grow my following on TikTok. I think we've got the same kind of content. I'd love if you like shared it on your Instagram story. I'll share yours. And I looked and I had seen that before that, even though they had zero fucking TikTok followers and zero Instagram followers, before that, they'd shared my videos before.
Right.
Or they'd just organically commented or, you know, when I come out with a brand launch, shared it or, you know, purchased something or shared a YouTube video when I was like asking people to engage and share it because I wanted it to do well. I don't expect any of those things from someone.
Yeah.
But if someone asked me something like that and I looked and I was like, wow, this person's been like supporting me for free, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's do it. That's never the case for these types of people.
Yeah.
These people always ask for something that they need and yet they're never willing to provide anything back.
Contacts are so dry every time.
I need a fucking spritz bottle.
I actually think you do. That'd be so nice right now. You get to get some fucking like Visine right in there.
From now on, I just sit here with a hose.
And I just pull.
I'm picturing like a fire hose. We're mid conversation. I just fucking blow your brains out.
Jesus Christ. I'm picturing like one of the, like when your cat's on a shelf and you're like, get off one of those. But I was like, got a Visine me. Anyway, sorry.
No, I get it.
I derailed your conversation.
No, am I making sense?
No, yeah.
Because this is really just me ranting right now.
Yeah.
And
well, we had a situation like the other day that like you felt. You felt guilty as well?
Okay. And honestly, if they hear this, that's fine. Because, well, I know they don't listen because they would know we don't have guests. But is that not the fucking truth? Like, seriously. And if they do and they start listening, great. There's no beef here. You are my enemy. But there's no, like, I don't not, like, you know what I mean?
There's no beef here. I am talking about you on the enemies episode.
This is what I'm saying. There's a difference for me of not liking someone and having, like, something that irritated me that I jokingly labeled
but
it,
that
you're my
difference
enemy.
Isn't now because this is the enemies episode, so they are
they're an enemy. Okay, so here's my thing, here's the situation, and again, if they hear it, that's fine, whatever, because this is just my truth.
Yeah,
this is my truth, and if they want to talk about it, that's cool. But so anyways, this person in particular, let's just say, first of all, we had a situation where they didn't even know who you were. Okay. Let's start there.
Talking to them.
Yeah.
Sorry, do I know you? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one half of the podcast, they don't even know or recognize. Okay. The other half haven't heard from them literally ever.
Like, yeah.
Meaning we know who each other are, and yet they've never like responded to one of my stories, responded to anything I've worked on, responded to any of my content, anything like that. Again, no one owes me that. That's fine. I'm not saying
I
need
that.
No, exactly. I'm not saying I need that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to be clear on that. I don't want to get it twisted that I expect people to engage and interact with my content and keep up with me. What I'm saying is then when you slide into the DMs and say, hey, have me on your podcast.
Yeah.
And I very kindly respond and say, hey, oh my God, everything you're doing is really cool. Unfortunately, we don't have any guests on the podcast, but I'd love to support you in other ways. I'm not going to say what they are. Here's three ways I'd love to support you. which included monetary exchange.
Which included cash apping. $20 million to them, denied.
As well as social promotion, just not on the podcast.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, I feel like that is very generous considering they've never posted, shared, helped me out with anything I've ever done in my fucking life. Don't know who you are.
that's my favorite part of this whole thing is that just all this is happening and they're like, I'm sorry to this man. I've never seen this man before. If I saw this man walking down the street, I wouldn't know a thing.
Not a fucking clue. Okay. So I send this back, right? They read it immediately. Scene. No response. It's like, been five fucking days. Okay? It's been five fucking days where they've seen the message back that ended with a question. Okay?
A question of how can I support you, basically.
You. It ended with, I would like to instead, because we don't have guests on this podcast, do these things. Direct me to where I can support you.
How can I give you this money?
That's literally, literally. Read, received, never to be spoken to again.
No.
That shit drives me up the fucking wall. It does. It really does.
No, because I know. I think it's just really
anyone,
funny.
Especially local people that listen to this podcast, knows that I support the fuck out of people locally.
Yeah.
Any, like, local drag performers, I'm buying their merch. Local event promoters, I'm fucking promoting and supporting that shit.
Yeah.
All the time I'm doing that stuff. I'm sharing people's content. I'm buying tickets to the shows. I'm donating. I'm everything else. And I'm just like, it's just, it's painful.
Yeah.
Like, does that part, like, these people in general, okay, so we've pinpointed this one situation, but I don't get that. Like, I'm going to end it here, okay? I'm going to say this. Here's a tip, seriously, because this will actually change your life for anyone listening. When you provide value to other people, they will want to give it back to you. If you want people at the end of the day to support shit that you're doing, support other people. It always comes back around.
Or alternatively, if someone asks if they can give you money, tell them how they can give you the money.
If someone asks, how can I support you? I'd love to in these three ways. Respond. If you would like support, like, am I confused here?
No.
So then it starts feeling like, oh, they just wanted to come on the podcast to look cool. They didn't actually want me to like, help, like,
you
them
won't
with
look
anything.
Cool. We suck.
You won't. We suck. It's
you don't know who I am.
They log on. We have this guest. We're like, who the fuck is that guy? Anyways,
no, they would be like, oh, you have two guests on. Oh, it's gonna, I got double bucked.
Am I supposed to wait in the Zoom waiting room for the little? Are you
These
finishing
are two
up?
Separate episodes, finishing. Though, right?
I'm just saying, I think that it comes around. It's like, you know what? When you launch that small business you're about to launch in a year, the people that you bought from their small business or shared it or promoted it or anything, they're going to remember when you slide in their DMs and go, hey, I just launched mine. Do you mind helping me out?
Yep.
Those people will get you back because you helped them.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not 100% of the time. Some people are fucking assholes. But I'm saying I've seen it happen over and over again where the people that I support me and vice versa.
Yeah.
And it boggles my mind when people miss that ship.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because when you have a certain amount of followers, not a lot, just a certain amount, people think like, oh, well, they don't need my support. But like, that is the complete opposite of the truth. Like, I would love if someone fucking reposted one of my videos.
Or like lifted me up the stairs. Like, you know, it's just simple. The simple things.
Simple things.
Yeah. And also, if a stranger on the internet tells you that you should unalive yourself, mm-hmm. just know that they're probably going through something.
Yeah, totally. Let Sean handle it.
I will scream at them and get banned again.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I didn't really get... Honestly, we might need an enemies part two because I only got to one enemy.
Listen.
Well, I got to met multiple enemies, but one pinpointed.
I'm sure there's going to be a new crossing guard next year.
I might have some more enemies after this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So... I put it this way, friends episode last week, I didn't get any more friends from. So maybe with the enemies episode, I'll get no new enemies. I'm hoping for the same, but I feel like it's going to work in the opposite direction.
Yeah, we'll see. It's one of those things that's the same kind of as like my unalive situation, mm-hmm. that it's like, I don't really see how you can argue the other side.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's my thinking is like, honestly, like, obviously, if that person was just like, hey, like, I was busy, so I just didn't respond, like, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But, like, where it upset me is, like, you're giving me an ask, And here's what it is. If I had responded and said, yes, I'd love to have you on the podcast, they would have responded. They yeah. wouldn't have been too busy to respond to that.
Right.
But when they didn't get what they want, they were too busy to respond to just say, thanks so much. Yeah, here's how you can support me in other ways.
Right. But if you're asking the question in the first place, you're not too busy. So
I know. And that's the thing. I try and give people outs. Yeah. You know me. I do that all the time. I try and give people outs. And if they responded and were like, said, hey, yeah, sorry, whatever.
Well, this person is going to get a very steamy voice chat. That's just my thing. No,
that's
just
your,
like,
oh, that's your new thing.
Pick up the voice, Jen.
Visioning you with
your go to therapy.
You with your little headset.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah. Okay.
Positive vibes. This episode.
This episode was just
positivity.
Radiating fun,
positivity.
Love positivity. Well, I'm bitter. I didn't get a single friend after last week. None of the people came out of the woodwork. Still haven't.
They weren't in the woodwork.
I know. I was just chasing them through a forest. Yeah.
That was the woodwork.
Okay. Wherever you're listening, please follow, subscribe. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you all so, so much. Click the link in our bio on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast for merch and to become a patron, so that you can watch
this shit again.
Went off again. I hate it here. Like 2 seconds away.
If I hadn't got you off, we would have got it.
Jesus Christ. Click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Become a patron. And when you do that, you can watch this on Mondays instead of Fridays like everyone else. Did I get it?
That was better, yeah.
Merch is in the bio as well. Follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. If I mentioned you or Sean mentioned you, well, if Sean mentioned you, it is that deep. If I mentioned you, it's not that deep. I just, you know, just had to get a little rant out.
Yeah, if the crossing guard's listening, I do love you, but you do need to be a little bit more efficient.
Just a final thought to the crossing guard.
Just to close that chapter off, because I know people are waiting with bated breath.
All right. Well, until next time, we'll
see you around the neighborhood. That was good.
Do you think that was good?
That was good.
Okay. That felt good.
We crushed it.
Okay. Goodbye.